Niggas is feeble, I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves in prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lai, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende. My Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower. Stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on a bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. I'm triple darkness, silencer, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates, start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's law of law. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. Boom, world order. Boom, world order. Boom, world order.
Yeah.
Boom, world order.
We have the world order. Everybody's playing Guy Fox masks. Hit the streets. That's what everybody should have done when COVID came around. Everybody should have came out with a Guy Fawkes mask and just stormed every capital in the world. Okay, anyways, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We are back for our second hour here. And we have our guest, John from Kentucky. Like I said, we'll leave it at that. He's in Kentucky. Oh, I'm sorry. did I miss something? Oh, okay.
I had YouTube on going the way the Filipino woman
Mike
laughing.
Anybody else in the studio?
No, I just had a different one. I was laughing. I watched.
Okay,
YouTube,
so. You know what? We've got a caller. I want to go ahead and get it out of the way. Do a couple calls here. Caller, go ahead. Stay on topic. I hope you got a good question for the guest.
Well, this is the Bubba Scout Rev team. We got updates and then some. And in 2 days, it's coming over the Protective Intelligence Branch, and General Milley's going to meet with our team, Bubba Scout Rev.
That's great. You can update us on the appropriate time and show. Right now, I want you to address the guest with a question or comment.
Okay, so in Kentucky, are you shipping your marijuana around the state? Or just, can you drive it around the country? I heard about this Kentucky marijuana stuff, and I don't know if they can leave the state with it, because...
Are you accusing my guest of being intoxicated on medical herbs?
Yeah, I mean, people could have it in Kentucky, but they can't ship it state to state. I want to know what the deal is with that. And the farmers can grow it, but only to a certain level. They can't exceed the 0.1, like, THC level or something.
Rev, why do you always fail to stay on topic?
You know what? That could actually be a good topic, because that might be a good idea for John to find out about that. Because that might help the voices calm down, like we were talking before the break about.
Well, it's not going to help the thing about being beamed with the voice skull. And this is something I tell every TI when they ask me if they're crazy or if they're actually going through this, and I will ask them, "Have you been on any of the medications that someone has tried putting you on?" A lot of them say yes. Did they help? They'll say no.
Hey, That's how you know.
That's the easiest way to find out if you're being a targeted individual or if you have schizophrenia. If the schizophrenia medication helps you, you've got schizophrenia. But if it doesn't help you, well, you're a targeted individual. Now, I'm not going to say don't smoke medical marijuana because it might help with the mood. It might help coping. I know it's going to be a lot better than alcohol.
No, but like you were saying, V, how you had the strength to not give in to what it was saying, mm-hmm. what the voices were saying. That's what I'm saying. On top of that, they try and feed people that are weak or weaker than other people. So it would be logical to me that if you worked on the strength of your personal being, that you know you could, you know, say, no, you know, go away, bother somebody in Chicago, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is John. I will speak on that experience, and this is the danger of these voices, is obeying them. Because these voices have gotten people to kill people. Okay? This is not a joke. These voices have hurt people, got them to kill or hurt themselves or others. And I will tell you, have the voices ever stopped periodically? You know, but when I did obey them, like one time they did. And I'm not going to tell you what it was they asked me to stop doing. It was just something personal. They said, don't watch these certain types of videos and do this certain thing while you watch them. I think you know what that probably is, that guys do that don't have a girlfriend. I'll leave it at that. But once I stopped doing that again, the voices said, it won't matter if you stop or not. We're going to torture you for the rest of your blankety-blank life, no matter what.
I'm glad you said that, because I went through that. I went through a testing phase. Okay, they don't want me to eat this, or they don't want me to do that. And just one day, I went through the whole list of things they not wanted me to do. And it got so point to where it was so picky and petty. We want you to wear your belt tighter up, tuck in your shirt. And it's like I went through this whole list of like 100 things. And it doesn't matter what I went down the list and did, they always came up with something else. And when they couldn't come up with anything more, they said, it doesn't matter. We're going to torture you still anyways. Exactly right. Literally,
that's
what they said
did
to me.
They eventually said that to me. They said, it won't matter what you do. We're just going to torture you until you're dead. Till you're dead. And I do scream in my house, B. I'm sorry. I don't know if my neighbors hear me. I get so angry, I just scream, quote-unquote, shut up. Like, shut up with all my lungs, with all my power, just scream at them. And I would seem crazy around people, but you're just tortured. You're just verbally harassed 24 hours a day, and you don't get the sleep you need. And you think, oh, my gosh, this is for the rest of my life. And then I have done things like grab a coffee cup and just throw it against the wall, and it exploded. Because I'm so mad, and I seem crazy, but it's them. It's technology. And the drinking with the right, and I stopped drinking. That psychiatrist at this, they used to call it Charter Ridge, where they had me go. Because you're hearing voices. Go there, and they diagnosed me with schizophrenia. Put me on meds. I did the meds, and I stopped drinking and all that. The drinking had nothing to do with it. It's just that one thing they asked me to stop doing. And I did, and they did stop. They left me alone for like 2 weeks, but that's the danger. They give you just a little taste of obedience, stopping mm-hmm. them. And then they come right back, and there's no amount of obedience that will stop them. That's the danger. That's the trick that gets people to hurt themselves or others. That is very dangerous. You don't obey these voices. You just, all I can do is just tell them, just try to ignore them. They're liars. They constantly lie to me and they contradict themselves. They lie. And it's technology. It's so artificial. I can feel the ringing in my ears, this high-pitched ringing. And they will turn the ringing all the way off for half a second, just half a second, and then right back on in one ear or the other. It's a frequency. It is not mental illness. I mean, I've had
calculus. I'll tell you what I experienced today. And what I experienced today, because I've gotten to the point where I have become someone that can do damage because of what I know, what I've created. My documentaries, my documentaries, literally my sword and shield. It's not voices. I don't have that booming voice of God stuff anymore. I don't have any of that. But what I have now is subliminal. What they'll do to me is, like, you know, if I think about my computer, I'll get a loud buzz or twinge in one of my ears. It's like a stinging thing. And then I will feel the subliminal. We don't want you on the computers. But I'll get that all day. I don't want you on the computers. So what I do is I sit down, get on the computers, and start sharing my documentaries. Oh, they'll stop. They'll stop. I've literally had, and I've told other target individuals this. You know, it's not just a me thing. I literally created a weapon, a easily understood requiem of knowledge of what they're doing. And I've had other target individuals report to me that their symptoms lessened because they became powerful. They started sharing my documentaries. But two have reported that they don't hear the voices anymore since they started sharing my documentaries.
I posted yours on my Facebook, but I your R&M, yeah. It says R&M Explained, Remote Neural Monitoring Explained. I put that on there. And I don't give, I'm not blaming Robert Duncan for all this. They, the Jesse Venturi show called him the mastermind, but I think that was a mistake. He was not the creator.
No. He's not the mastermind.
Robert Duncan was not the creator of this Voice of God technology. He just worked on it. He was naive. He didn't mean to hurt anybody. I don't want anyone to be against
our
Robert
scientists. Duncan. The thing about scientists is like, okay, they don't think about the consequences of their work. They think of what they can do, and when they see that big budget afforded to them by the military-industrial complex, all thoughts of responsibility of anything goes out the window. It's, ooh, now I could possibly do this. And there are some who are naive enough to think, oh, this is going to benefit mankind. No. Anything that the government comes in contact with first is always weaponized before it can ever be used as anything, like for medicine or anything like that.
It's always selfish first. Always self, like animals. Animal instinct is always to defend self.
They are animals.
Have power over others.
Right.
Yeah. We are all animals, ultimately, sadly enough, I believe. Yes, we're aliens.
Well, stay on that topic for a minute, because it is, it's rendering us to the point of being animals for them, because that's what they see us as, and that's where this is all going. The Goyim, you know, the people that are going to lick our boots. It's absolutely ridiculous when you listen to it, you know, the people that the leaders of Israel had to say about us, you know, about the people that they want to get rid of, like 97% of us. This is what this is all about, and they're having fun doing it. And that's where all the money's going. You wonder where the money's going. It's going to 40 different bio labs in Ukraine. An installed president in Ukraine by the CIA, right? This is going back to 2008, 2009. So not to change the subject, but this is what they do. You know, Voice to Skull and all that stuff. And you know, the chemtrails raining down on us with aluminums. You know, they know exactly what they're doing. And this is only like one small chapter of it, is it, V?
This is all part of the 2045 transhuman agenda.
Right.
Mind control is just a part of it. Next, they're going to have control over our physical forms.
If I may add something to the rhetoric, because this is something that I got to be brave to be honest enough to come out with this, because you guys are triggering some nasty stuff in my past, because I'm listening to, you know, the conversation. My voice inside me was talking to me like the voices you guys say talk to you. My voice was saying, you're no good, you know, you just kill yourself now and get it over with. My voice was telling me how stupid I was, because the teacher was telling me how stupid I was almost every day. I lived in a very, very dysfunctional family. So it's like, wow, oh, okay, you know, trigger here. Oh, okay, trigger. And I'm going, wow, okay. So they can actually make you think without even being on that you are what you know, what they want you to be, because you've been told that all your life, right?
Well, look, now, I'm glad you brought that up.
Wow.
Now, there is something called the post-traumatic mind. Okay? So, for the post-traumatic mind, for example, I'll say, for example, someone will say, okay, I want to be a chef. That's the positive thought that's in your head. Now, in the back of your mind, you're going to hear, you can't be a chef. You're too dumb to be a chef. Nobody would like you. You'd like your food. You're not responsible enough to be a chef. You know, there will be five negative thoughts to your one positive thought. That is the post-traumatic mind. A normal brain will have one in one. Oh, I think I should have a restaurant. Nah, I can't have a restaurant. So that's what that is about. And that they absolutely train. It's called brain entrainment. Whenever they actually get a person into this program, they will multiply that manyfold. Your one positive thought will become 10 negative thoughts, 15 negative thoughts, 20 negative thoughts, putting a person and triggering a person's depression, triggering that self-destructive and self-worth goes down the drain. So,
how about this? It's so diabolical. Try and wrap your head around this one. I mean, I'm sure you have, but I'm talking to the audience more like. Try and wrap your head around this one. They make movies in Hollywood like the Bourne series, Bourne Conspiracy, Bourne whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a piece of – it's such a sliver, a small section of what the CIA is capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And they make movies out of that. They have high-ranking officials from Israel that are producing the movies. So they're actually announcing to us – A, they're announcing to us what their plans are, and that's how they get away with it. And B, they're just laughing at us because, hey, this is what we're doing, and you're not doing anything. You're allowing it. So that automatically puts it on us for not doing anything. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Yes, and how interesting it is that guy, Michael Aquino, not that I'm really about Jesus and the devil, black and white, and that religion. There's a million religions, but that Michael Aquino guy, isn't that crazy? Like, the head of the NSA is Michael Aquino. He founded the Church of Set, I believe, the satanic church. Great, God bless the USA. Wrong. That's crazy. It's just crazy. The more you dig into the rabbit hole, the worse it is. I mean, Mike doesn't make right, my friends.
Michael Aquino, yes, that dirty pedophile. Yeah.
I mean, how sick, how awful can it get? Those are the people running everything, these monsters.
Oh, and there's one guy that's right on Fox News, not Netanyahu, who was on Fox News with Hannity, that I had to do a screenshot, and I'll be doing a writing about that one. But this was John Hagee, Mr. Israel himself. Proclaiming that he needs $45 from each one of us right now for Ukraine. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Good luck with that one.
I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, guys, but there's these central things that civilization and religions have revolved around. You know what it mainly is. It's really just power. No, it's about sex. It's about this, like, oh, let's condemn the gay people, when in fact they're gay animals. And there's all these issues. Who are they hurting, really? And I don't mean to bring up, this is a medical term I'm using. It is not a curse word. The female, I won't even say the word if it's something offensive. The female sensitive area in the genitals that can grow to look like a male's body member. Because it is, we have the same genetics. Females have a lot of the same genetics as males. Like, males have nipples, you know. These are sacred. They try to create this dichotomy, like male and female, black and white, like God intended it. But evolution is a controversy, you know, on and so on. Like, we still make young.
But see, these people are perverted, though. It's been proven. Hitler was kicking them out of Germany. The Zionists, the Freemasons, the first pornographic movies came out of there, Berlin in the 20s and early 30s, or late 20s, I'm sorry. The first homosexual movies came out of Berlin. Marlene Dietrich had to leave because she couldn't play her being a man in Germany. It, you know, he cleaned up shop. And the more I hear of the Zionist movement, the Zionist Jews, they're just dirty little people, and they're protocols of Zion. They're trying to change society today through vaccination, through confusing the sexes, through replacing education with filth and perversion. That's what you're talking about. They're taking something normal, and they're destroying it.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Do we still have the caller line? Reb, did you have any more questions? Did he drop?
Oh, the other guy that was talking about marijuana? I don't really care.
They told us for decades, don't go near it. So why is it everywhere? Only three states. I got the brochure because we're federal witnesses. We're not allowed near it. Idaho, Kansas, Nebraska have nothing to do with some kind of. Even Texas got some low tar, not low tar, but low CBD type that they're giving out, and they're all growing it everywhere. And
go move to California. Go move to California where the nuns grow their own. And move in with them, and you'll be happily ever after.
No, Rev, you are talking to a man who came back from stage 4 cancer to being completely cured today with his, having his relationship to cannabis.
I'm not talking about individuals, though. If you have your own herb remedy, that's up to you. Keep it to yourself. But they're driving across the border now with vehicles left behind in Afghanistan, heavy wheel vehicles that the Chi-Com sent to these drug cartels, because it's open season on America. There's nothing stopping them. And I heard today on that militia report, well, they figured out Texas is going to, they did their homework and got a hold of all this equipment, and they're going to stick the wall up by themselves. We'll wait and see if that happens. But they got all the equipment ready.
Rev, I would love if you had any other questions for our guest. If not, we have to move on.
Okay, thanks for hearing about us. But we're sponsored now by Littleton High School Athletic Department. We got the jerseys. I'm serious. You're going to see this happen because we know what we're doing. You don't go forward, or at least you don't change direction until stop. That's a physics law, okay? And that's who we are. We make it stop.
Hey, thank you very much for that, and I'll let you update us sometime later with your other information. Thank you.
Good to hear from you again.
All right. So John, there are plenty of red flags and reasons why you could have been targeted. I am more concerned at this point in how you are going to deal with your targeting from now into the future.
Yes, sadly enough, it is just, there's no negotiating with a computer, with AI. There's no negotiating with a lying voice that contradicts
itself. It's not programmed to accept any...
V, what about Wi-Fi? Does that sound silly? I mean...
What do you mean?
Doesn't Wi-Fi have a lot to do with that? Or could that be the original source that he's getting that from?
If you're a caller, I'm pretty sure, no matter where I go, from one state to the other, Ohio, Kentucky, no matter where I am on Earth, this is like a cell phone technology that follows you no matter where you go on planet Earth.
It's a satellite.
If that answers your question.
It's satellite.
Okay. So it's not...
I did that testing myself very early into this. I would hop in my van, and I literally drove to the national park and parked right in the middle of the damn thing. And still, I'm searching my van with a scanner to pick up any bugs, any speakers, nothing. But yet I'm hearing this voice of God weapon right in the middle of nowhere.
But you say to us in your videos that the aluminum that's pouring down for the last 20 years or so. We're breathing every single day, so you got enough aluminum inside you to be like a transmitter or a receiver. Am I correct?
Turns your brain to a transceiver.
Yes.
Well, there's something I very seriously want to interject here, if that's okay. I don't mean to interrupt. It's part of this whole thing I would like to say, but I'll stop talking. I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
11 years ago, 11 years ago, I felt like I was injected in my brain while I was asleep with a brain implant or something, like a needle went into my head. And the guy that lived in the bedroom next to mine, who rented a room at that house, worked for the military. So I don't know if it's just microscopic nanotechnology just a main implant.
Let me go ahead and, because with this sort of thing that you have going on, with this sort of, I'll call it operation, when you have something like this, the best way they kept this hidden is to have you write a script, to have you write a psyop for yourself, for you to explain away the issue. Okay? This is literally, I've talked to so many target individuals. Oh, but my next door neighbor, he just got back from Iraq and he's been weird and buddy-buddy with me. I think he may have dosed me. And you know, there's every TI has a little side story of how they got implanted with the technology and what the technology is, which is the biggest discrediting factor to the targeted individual community. I hear a lot of TIs to this day, and being over here in Poland, when I got involved with StopSet, it's the TI organization over here, Freedom Rights Organization, a lot of these people were just like, yes, I believe I've been chipped. And they'll tell me about a story about how they think they have a chip in certain parts of their bodies. Now, let me tell you right now, the CIA stopped chipping in the 70s. Too many people came forward and started talking about, you know, they're hearing signals from their tube and things like that. Not have that kind of evidence. As a matter of fact, the last known case of this thing, and it was proven in court, there was a target individual in the early 90s sued the CIA for an implant he had in his body. And these were old implants. There's a lot of these alien abductees, quote unquote, who had the same type of chips in them, and their hands and their shoulder blades. It's just odd places where they've been stabbed. But they don't use this technology anymore because too many people are figuring out there's something in their bodies. Alien, foreign objects. I hate to say the word alien. Foreign objects. Because a lot of these people have been fooled into thinking, and the CIA has gotten away with it, for these people thinking that this is from alien abductions, from when they put them under some MK Ultra trance. So, the technology, you know, you're 40-something years old, 43 years old, you're too young to have that in you, unless you were implanted as a baby. As a matter of fact, no, you're still too young. It would not have been used
on. This is a test.
So, I do believe we're going to commercial break here, guys, and we're going to finish off this interview in a couple minutes here. Stick with us, and we'll try to get some more information. So stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sharing that good info with you guys. I know we are testing out some new technologies here. If your feed and you're listening to the show ever drops, just click that refresh or click on that play button again. And yeah, part of the show, but it's no show without you guys. So just be sure you stay vigilant. I don't know if it's Fed censorship or it's just us testing new stuff. So either way, we're here. We're not going anywhere, so stay with us. Yeah. So we still have John online here with us. And yeah, having a great conversation here. It's just, you know, I really want people to understand that, yes, there's going to be a lot of different psychological operations and that keeps this stuff hidden. because there's a lot of TIs that think, oh, it's the devil that's targeting me.
Oh, yes. The first thing I heard the voices say.
They'll attribute their target to something that's completely not realistic, or, you know, I'm trying to really dispel the whole it's your neighbor thing. It's not your neighbor's people. Your neighbors don't have this kind of technology. If your neighbor had technology to get inside your head, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be living in an apartment or a house next to you. I'm pretty sure he'd have his own mega real estate somewhere.
Hey, V, I had a flash, guys.
Not a joke.
If I can throw something in, a little variant to this,
mm-hmm.
And this is a true story, wouldn't it be interesting? Because this is so evil. A lot of people can't put their head around it. But wouldn't it be like the most evil thing on earth if these guys learned from the Native Americans? The Native Americans would take somebody's hair that they didn't like or that they wished them ill. They take their hair and they pray on it. And when you're talking prayer, you're talking negative as powerful or more powerful than positive. So good luck with that one, right? The person starts doing whatever you want them to, breaking out in hives, fever, close to death, whatever. They were so in touch with the spiritual connection that they could actually kill each other off without even knowing what happened. The people around them wouldn't even know. Just with a personal belonging of somebody or their hair or a part of their shirt, believe it or not, that's how strong spirit was back then. So I'm willing to guess that idea was somehow born from stuff like that, you know, because they were being studied like we are 300 years later. So it's interesting to that's what my instinct's telling me all the time. It's the third time I've been told to say that. So.
Well, that's an interesting angle.
Hmm.
I will say this, and I'll stop. B, go ahead.
A friend of mine had somebody who was told to walk in front of a semi. Uh-huh. That's how he died. He walked in front of a semi. Because the voices told him to do that. And there's a lot of similarity in the same stories. He had a lot of difficulty with voices telling him, you know, you're no good, you know, you're going to die, whatever. He walked in front of a semi. I can't say that enough times. So maybe we'll dedicate this show to him tonight.
Okay. Well, I would like to take another caller here.
Scotty!
I believe we have Scotty on the line here. Are you there, Scotty?
I didn't hear no click. Yeah, I missed what he just said. Who's the show dedicated to?
A friend of mine has a good buddy of his that had the same type of problem. I'm not even sure what it was because we didn't talk long enough about him, but his name keeps popping up because of what happened to him. He walked in front of a truck. I believe it has to do with the Native American, you know, the person, your enemy has something of value to you or that connects spirits to you, and they can make you do anything. They can drive you nuts with voices. They can have, you know, knives flying around in the kitchen, anything like that. But that's
you guys are really, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just made short little brief notes. You guys are really, really getting it, but you're not getting it. You're so close. You're really putting together the pieces of the puzzle, because they do implant real people in your circles, and they've been doing this in every group, from law groups to, you know, natural homeopath groups to now even the Tartarian groups, all got in, you know, taken over by flat earthers. So they do actually implant people at your work, in your family, in your circles. Even though it may not be your neighbor without the technology, it's some of these paid operatives like BlackRock or CIA or stuff. But you guys are really close, because everything is tied. It also is the phones. Maybe not specifically with these targeted individuals, like your guest. I didn't hear the whole show tonight. because I had my meeting today, so I missed some of it. But there are systems that are implanted in people, like chips. Michael Chapala, he was really big on doing that. He did it in this country. Then he went to Mexico. He was somewhere. They took him out like they did Rick from the station here, Sally O'Cordy. We've lost a lot of guests. We just lost John Rappaport. You targeted individuals can get together. Now, I don't know if it'll make it worse for you, or maybe it makes it that you're stronger against them. I haven't seen, like for instance, Heyday Monsanto. He became a targeted individual. He's one that woke me up with his music that was like rap. He's still out there. He is targeted. He's moved into 15 different states. It's so sad. A few months ago when I saw his last videos trying to get help, this targeting is coming from many places. Sometimes it is the neighbor. Sometimes it's an implant. Sometimes it's real high-level stuff. It's spells left from these high-tech beings that run this world and other world. So you're really close, but I want to incorporate, yes, it certainly is tied to, maybe not in this particular case, it is tied to these wireless networks and systems and the affiliates and all the contracts. Because everything is tied together to an actual person somewhere behind the line that gets in a black car and goes, and they're using different. So if it may not help this one particular individual, I rarely hear speak of, even from someone as high-level knowledge as V, as he said, he can retire just on the work he's already put on video, and people could just rewatch it. But you can blow out these devices with technology like Michael Chapala. Another good thing to look at is Mike Emery. He created Bubble Tech, really highly qualified as far as getting writing peer-reviewed reports and stuff. But simple little devices that muster up frequencies and use the plasma and stuff, you look up Bubble Tech on Facebook, Mike Emery, and now they've just improved the tech, which is similar to the Mehran Keshi plasma tech stuff, which is also tied to all the free energy devices and coils. Like I'm saying, a coil is what Michael Chapel would do, a big coil that he would pulse, would volt, and it would blow up whatever, just like you put your phone or your license in the microwave to blow up whatever chips is in it. So yes, you can't leave any pieces out of the puzzle. Sometimes getting together might help. Sometimes being alone is good. Sometimes screaming will help.
Scotty, listen. There have been CIA organizations that have gone broke after scanning thousands and thousands of people who swore up and down that they were chipped, and nothing was found. I think maybe two or three people in its entirety.
Literally a small swarm has been finding them for decades. And so have other people.
It's in older people around the time period. I just said it. Older people around in the 70s. That's the last time these people were chipping.
Yeah, and now we have new
stuff. In a way that can be found and seen with the naked eye.
Okay, let's bring it up to date. Recommended from John Rappaport about a year and a half ago, Dana Ashley. The solution they do not want you to know, talking about high-tech targeting and how they make it look like a heart attack, and then these nodules are done, combated with using borax and stuff like that. So, yes, they're doing it sometimes with crystalline stuff and this nanotech. I'm just trying to say the bigger – you guys are so close. You're so close.
No, but I have a question. I have a question. Yeah. Just a sec for you. Nice to meet you, Scotty, by the way. My name's Luke.
Yes, I finally just hooked up to TLB Talk. Nice to see you.
I have a question. How closely do you tie that with – I mean, if I was to be asked to summarize your call in one word, it would be one word and one word only, and that would be BlackRock. It went by so fast, but you said BlackRock. BlackRock.
That's only one of many of them.
Yeah, well, they own
all these supposedly.
You can't do anything without having BlackRock be a part of it. Literally, that's where it's going. If you own a car, if you have money in the bank, if you're investing, absolutely
everything. Well, that ties
everything
to these systems.
Yeah.
And that's what David Bowie warned us about. Mike had put that on the in the thing.
Wow.
People missed what that was. David Bowie's last blog was about Google is Illuminati. That was the title of it. And but lost in that was he was really into this tech, and he was so ahead of it that he saw what it was heading to. And it came down to he was giving warning about these private, expandable networks and systems and the affiliates, because that's what this is all tied to. Look at how they sprung up this technology all around us during this COVID. All around the globe, they upped these systems that are weaponized, that are all tied to the phones that people think are phones they carry. So back to some of the points I covered, we have to be telling the people, if we're going to actually be part of the solution, is get rid of, cut that freaking Wi-Fi thing, get fiber optics, don't use a smartphone that you have to have a phone number and an email and of this in order to get into Telegram. Everything is so connected that no one is able to disconnect public from private, high tech from simple, normal tech. It's so many levels of complication going on now that
we're so dumbed down. We're so dumbed down. Most of us are so dumbed down now by the things that I started the show by saying, by sharing, like 21 things at least that we're bombarded with every single day of our life. And people don't even care. And then you add Big Pharma to that, and you know, it's so on so many levels, like you're saying. Yeah, that's why I think shows like this are so important.
Well, it's not only this show. You have to give a lot of callers I've been getting in. I hear them calling up complaining and ranting. I had a call in to defend Roger Sales. The calls were, what did that call that was complaining? What did he offer for a solution? Even I heard a wonderful Ron Avery and Anderson saying, you got to lose these phones. Why do we people? I rarely hear people saying that. We are all connected, not me, but all you people with them phones. I mean, V would be the last guy I would think that would touch one of those devices after seeing some of his videos. But the deal is they're getting worse. Now they're getting it that you have to get rid of that phone and get this. How come people can't realize that phone is tied to every problem in the world? Why have those weapons? I'm watching people in concerts. Nobody's talking about you're supporting these wireless network and systems and the affiliates by paying for these devices and bringing them everywhere with you. And there's a video on the site now that relates them all together. They're all tied together. Big Med is tied to this BlackRock. It's tied to your phone. It's tied to you can't even get
funny.
A phone through a wire anymore. It comes through Wi-Fi.
It's funny because you're asking questions.
There used to be phones on every corner for free. They supplied the phone in your house. You paid for the service. Now they switched it. You got to pay for the phone, and you got to pay for the content. It's like, how can we be so ridiculously naive and disconnected from source and disconnected from nature and disconnected from each other to accept such unacceptable things like everything, any way you look? Even if you don't open your eyes, nothing is acceptable in what we call our world. Look at what happened to our world. When I was younger, you didn't have these horrific things everywhere. In a store, the magazines like Penthouse were covered with a piece of paper. There were no signs on every bus with the women, people with guns. And, you know, there's no harmony. There's no naivety. Everything is tainted. And it happened so quickly that...
Actually, it was there, but we never noticed it because it wasn't pushed that hard.
Noticed it when we got... Remember when the little minivans came out? I don't remember. First, it was the little mini four-wheel drive Blazers. But when the mini... Remember, it was station wagons forever. And then I noticed when the minivans came out, everybody became a piece of driver. Women, you only had to worry about the people with the hats. I'm sorry,
okay.
I cursed.
Okay. Scotty.
I like his angle, but Scotty, if it's swearing, we can do without.
Well, I can't really Mike, discuss a lot more here. I'll yield if you have other calls, and it looks like it's getting late.
I haven't called in so long. What our guest thinks about what was said, because you should be addressing the guests on the show.
Yes, everything I was here saying was to offer some solutions and some new windows to the guest. I will hook your guest up with me. I've reached out to many people. I will hook you up with some technology and stuff and give you endless solutions and ideas to try. Can't get into it right now. However, Cyrus Parsa and his lawsuit ties to a lot of what I'm talking about. His lawsuit cites resolutions from 2001. This stuff's been going on for a long time. This is a lot of different levels of technology all combined together and then combined. But I'll yield. I just covered maybe 20 points I'd like to discuss more in the future, and I have another 20 more to go with that. I just wanted to welcome you guys back, being live again. It's so nice to see TLB. We're still on hiatus.
We just came back just to let you guys know.
Well, it's very nice. I'm getting to see a lot and hear a lot. And I want to just credit a lot of people on this station. Like, I heard a lot of going out to, sorry, I'm cursing, about Steve Elkins.
Okay.
Steve Elkins is part of this station. He is limited to what he can do. It's like I learned years ago, I can't ask other people to do what I would do. Like, an example would be like, I used to go with my friends to play drums because I lived in an apartment, and every time he offered me tea, I wouldn't accept it because he didn't know how to clean a cup. So
okay,
I would
well,
never
thank,
expect
thank
him
you
to
for
have
that.
To clean a cup
we,
to the way
got,
I would keep.
You know, a few
well, it was nice to meet him. It was nice to hear him again.
Give that to our guests.
The storm has passed.
I don't know where Mike is.
The storm has passed.
Okay. Yeah.
Been here.
The quiet after the storm.
That curse. I'm tired of the disrespect. All right. Okay. We got
Mel V. He actually did bring a good point to all of this because it's divide and conquer. That's all it is. It's different elements of divide and conquer.
It's individuals. They're singling people out. Destruction, which makes it even more dreadful, because you can't rely on the help of your, you're not even in a divided sect. There's no friends, there's no neighbors, there's no family, because they will pry you away from that even if you let them. Well, I didn't let them, but other people are not so fortunate, so tenacious, so smart. So.
Well, you know what? It didn't even matter that I had fourth. Stage cancer in late 2020, and that I'm living here now. I'm living now, and I came very close to death. Okay, but that didn't matter. I'm still shunned from the family for believing what I believe, and the reasons why I'm on the show with you guys tonight. Like it or not, you lose your one and only son. You lose your sister. You lose your brother, and that whole side of the family. They're all vaccinated, you know, they're all doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're appalled that I haven't, and now they hear that I'm questioning the Holocaust. Good God, right? Glad to be here.
Exactly.
That's what it does, divide and conquer. And they fall for it, hook, line, and sinker, and they can't even see it, but they don't want to talk to you.
Well, we only got a couple minutes left here. I wanted to give that to the guest, because it's been very quiet. Is there anything else that we missed? Is there anything else that you wanted to tell the audience before we go? John?
This is John. I don't want people to believe these voices are who they claim to be, because they can mimic. And not, like I said, not to condemn Robert Duncan. I don't believe he's the mistaken mastermind, as they mistakenly said on Jesse Ventura's video. He's not the mastermind. It's not his fault. He didn't mean to hurt anybody. I don't believe he ever did. But these voices can be mimicked by technology. They can mimic your family members. They can mimic your coworkers, anybody, and convince you to hurt them or kill them or kill yourself. And I don't want people to believe these voices, these lying, evil monsters. And that's all I had to say. I don't want anyone to hurt themselves or others because of these liars, these monsters, that are just AI, for all I know, for 99% of the time. It's not even a person talking to some of these people who have schizophrenia induced in their mind by technology because they've been implanted, they've inhaled this technology. I have heard guys from DARPA say that you can that this can be aerosolized. You can breathe it in. And it goes into your brain and your whole, maybe the tissues of your whole body. Maybe that's why I feel like I'm being stabbed with needles in my feet and legs and arms.
And V will tell you that aluminum goes through the blood-brain barrier, does it not?
Absolutely. So simulate any sensation, any feeling that you can have can be simulated to the brain. So if they... there have been times where it felt like I got kicked straight in the balls so hard that I would literally be curled up in a fetal position. Just that random feeling. And so, yeah, I've gone through all the tortures. I've been through them all.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think I'm intelligent, B. I don't think I'm like some genius or some special person that the government thinks is so smart. Or so, I haven't, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an, the only activism I've ever done against people in power was just getting on, and they even said this. The voices said Facebook isn't Facebook. And the voices would say, get off of Facebook. And it would say evolution doesn't, yeah, crazy stuff, like evolution doesn't love you. Phrases like that. Because I wanted to educate the public that, you know, about where humans come from and religions can rationalize the evil things like hate, you know, and people are fighting over religion when they don't realize that they're animals. But that doesn't. We should love animals and people more than we should love more and hate less. And that's what I'm trying. And I have put, let's be responsible with our, you know, genetics. Like I mean, I hate to say it, it might sound bad. I it's sad to me that people with bad genetics reproduce. I'm not saying Hitler, I agree with Hitler. I'm not saying to kill people that are already alive, like put them in concentration camps and kill off the bad genetics. But just letting any, but if you let the people in power control genetics, that's a bad thing too, because they might want to breed us into being their slaves and monsters.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like you can't really, how
you
can
have
you really
said
just
it
one against
perfectly,
the other?
John. John, you're right on top of it. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time for this episode today. I do, again, want to thank you for coming on and voicing yourself and let us know of your experience. I am 100% behind you on your journey to fight this. So please stay in contact with us and please share. Get this message out. We'll find a way to get you the link to this episode, and please share. Please get your word out, and get on the other mediums that you can, other shows. We need more activists. We need more whistleblowers talking about this. So with that said, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
They hear the lamentation of the women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.